مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوعة مروة عبلة.
مادة اللغة الإنجليزية الثالث ثانوي الأدبي. كتاب الأنشطة Activity Book. الوحدة الرابعة بعنوان Achievements. الدرس العاشر بعنوان Record Breakers من الصفحة 61 وحتى الصفحة 65. الفقرة الأولى بعنوان Reading القراءة. السؤال الأول Read the article and find the answers to these questions. اقرأ المقالة وأوجد أجوبة لهذه الأسئلة. سنقرأ المقالة أولاً ونعود إلى الأسئلة. المقالة Climbing Everest. In 1953, Edmund Hillary became the first person to reach the summit of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, at 8,848 meters. Hillary from New Zealand and his Nepalese climbing companion Tenzing Norgay were part of the 9th British expedition to attempt to reach the summit. Over 350 people took part in the expedition that set out from Kathmandu in April 1953. There were Sherpas, doctors, cooks, porters, and many others. There were 11 climbers in total, and they climbed in groups of two. Hillary and Norgay left the camp to climb the summit on May 28th, and for much of the climb they had to overcome extreme cold, strong winds, dizzying heights, and dangerously low levels of oxygen. Temperatures were below freezing point, and they were at constant risk of getting frostbite. The two men didn't have the same sophisticated equipment that is used today, and the extremely high altitude could have caused serious medical problems. They made it to the top where they took the photograph that proved they had reached the highest point on Earth. Hillary was a modest man and attributed his success to the whole team who supported him throughout the attempt. News reached the United Kingdom just before the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, and the team of climbers received special medals and international recognition. Hillary was a born explorer, and conquering Everest was the first in a series of achievements. He led an expedition to the South Pole and scaled several other peaks in the Himalayas. He later established the Himalayan Trust, an organization committed to helping the Nepalese Sherpa communities. The trust has helped to build hospitals and schools and has improved communication and transport links to the area. نهاية المقال. ننتقل الآن إلى الأسئلة. A. How high is Mount Everest? كم يبلغ ارتفاع جبل إيفرست؟ الجواب It's 8,848 meters.
B. How many people took part in the 9th British expedition to Everest?
الجواب Over 350 people.
C. What did Hillary and Tenzing do at the summit of Mount Everest?
الجواب They took a photograph.
D. Would you like to be a mountain climber? Why or why not?
السؤال الثاني Read the article again and say whether these statements are true or false.
سؤال صح وخطأ
A. Before Hillary, no one had managed to reach the summit of Mount Everest.
الجواب True صح
B. Hillary retired from Mount Climbing after conquering Everest.
الجواب False.
Conquering Everest was the first in a series of achievements.
C. The climbers attended to coronation of Queen Elizabeth II.
الجواب false. News of their success reached the United Kingdom just before the coronation.
D. Hillary set up a charity to improve the lives of the Nepalese Sherpa communities.
الجواب true.
السؤال الثالث. Match these words from the article with their meanings.
A. Altitude. الجواب الخيار الثالث. Height. B. Extreme. الجواب الخيار الخامس. Great or severe.
C. Oxygen. الخيار الأول. The gas we need to breathe. D. Constant.
الجواب
الخيار السادس. Staying the same or not changing. E. Frostbite.
الجواب
الخيار الثاني. Injury caused to the body by very cold temperatures. F. Sherpa.
الجواب
الخيار الرابع. Himalayan people famous for their skill of mountaineers. السؤال الرابع. Which phrases are used in the article to mean the following?
A. Pairs. الجواب groups of two.
B. First of many.
الجواب first in a series. C. Fame. الجواب international recognition.
الفقرة الثانية بعنوان vocabulary المفردات. السؤال الأول. Choose the correct phrasal verb with come to complete these sentences.
A.
When my brother came round or come up after his operation, he felt fine.
الجواب came round.
B. Why don't you come out or come over after school? We could visit my grandparents.
الجواب come over.
C. It was cloudy all morning, but in the afternoon, the sun came across or came out.
الجواب came out.
D. I've lost my watch. Can you let me know if you come across or come over it?
الجواب come across.
السؤال الثاني. Complete these sentences with adjectives from the list. Sometimes you can use two words to complete a sentence. There are more words than you need. املأ الفراغات بالصفات الموجودة. يوجد صفات أكثر مما تحتاج.
A. We were driving home on the motorway yesterday evening when we came across a burning car.
الجواب burning. B. A family was standing by the side of the road. The mother was holding a sleeping baby in her arms. A woman came to ask if they needed any help.
الجواب sleeping.
C. Two older children were standing next to the parents. They were very afraid or threatened of the fire. A policeman offered them some water.
الجواب afraid or threatened.
D. These two must have been twins, as they looked very alike or similar.
الجواب alike or similar.
الفقرة الثالثة بعنوان grammar. Giving background information on past events. التحدث عن الماضي. السؤال الأول. Write sentences giving background information about these past events. Use the information in brackets and the verb in the past perfect simple or past perfect continuous.
A.
Hillary climbed Mount Everest in 1953 as part of a British expedition. بين الأقواس,
attempt several times before. الجواب: He had attempted several times before.
B. By the time Hillary and Tenzing reached the top, they were exhausted. بين الأقواس: Climbed for many days.
الجواب: They had been climbing for many days.
C. Hillary returned to the Himalayas and set up a charity to help the local people. بين الأقواس: Befriend many of the Sherpas.
الجواب: He had befriended many of the Sherpas.
D. Hillary and Tenzing underwent thorough health check when they returned to base camp. بين الأقواس: Experience extremely cold conditions.
الجواب: They had experienced extremely cold conditions.
E. Hillary and Tenzing raised a flag when they made it to the summit. بين الأقواس: Reached highest point on earth.
الجواب: They had reached the highest point on earth.
السؤال الثاني: Choose the best verb form in these sentences. سؤال: اختر الإجابة الصحيحة. A. عمر passed all his exams. He had revised or had been revising non-stop for a month.
الجواب: Had been revising.
B. They finished making Layla's dress a week before the wedding. They had made or had been making it for over a month.
الجواب: Had been making.
C. I went to see Ali in hospital. He had broken or had been breaking his leg during a football match.
الجواب: Had broken.
D. Everyone enjoyed the family celebration. Reem and his sons had made or had been making all the food themselves.
الجواب: Had made.
E. My uncle finally passed his driving test. He had taken or had been taking the test 3 times already.
الجواب: Had taken.
F. I received a letter from Hiba yesterday. She had promised or had been promising to write since last year.
الجواب:
Had been promising. الفقرة الرابعة بعنوان Writing. Writing an informal email. كتابة إيميل غير رسمي. السؤال الأول: Read this email and answer these questions. اقرأ الإيميل ثم أجب على الأسئلة. سنقرأ الإيميل أولا. Hi, thanks for the email. It's not long now till we go, is it? I've been making a few last-minute preparations this morning. I've decided what clothes and other personal things to take. But obviously, we need to decide about the things we need for camping. I know we've already agreed on the essential things, like the tent, sleeping bags, and first aid kit. But there are other things we may or may not need. Do you think we should take our own cooking equipment? I expect we'll buy food mostly, but it might be a good idea to take a small gas cooker so that we can prepare our own food. And how about a large water container? If we don't take plenty of water with us, we might run out. That'd be awful if it gets very hot. Is there anything else we should take? Let me know what you think. I'm really looking forward to this break. I'll give you a ring tomorrow morning. See you soon. نهاية الإيميل. نعود الآن إلى الأسئلة. A. What are the writer and his friend planning?
الجواب: A camping holiday.
B. What's the main purpose of the email?
الجواب: To suggest a few last minute things the friends might take with them.
السؤال الثاني: Make a note of the following. اصنع ملاحظة من الآتي. A. Expressions the writer uses to make suggestions.
ما هي التعابير التي استخدمها الكاتب للاقتراح؟
الجواب: Do you think we should take? How about a large water container? It might be a good idea to take a small gas cooker.
B. Informal words and phrases.
جمل وكلمات غير رسمية.
الجواب: Hi. Thanks. It's not long till we go.
Is it?
That'd be awful.
See you soon.
السؤال الثالث: Write your own email to a friend whose family you are going on holiday with. Decide on three essential things to take with you. Suggest two or three other things that you might find useful. Use informal language and write about 120 to 150 words.
هذا السؤال يتضمن كتابة إيميل لصديق رعائلته ذاهبة بعطلة معك. قرر بشأن ثلاثة أشياء أساسية لتأخذها معك. اقترح شيئين أو ثلاثة تعتقد أنها ممكن أن تكون مفيدة في الرحلة. استخدم اللغة الغير رسمية لكتابة إيميل يتضمن 120 إلى 150 كلمة. جواب هذا السؤال يعتمد على كتابتكم الخاصة. نهاية التسجيل.